Less than one-third of students in the third and eighth grade passed the new math and English exams given for the first time this year, says Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch, making the announcement on a conference call.
As anticipated, the scores we're announcing today are significantly lower.
Tisch says what's even more disheartening is the gap between white students and other students. She says overall, African American and Latino pupils did even worse, with only 16% to 17% deemed proficient in math and English. Among the state's largest cities, the scores were also even lower than the statewide average. In New York City, just over one quarter of students were found to be adequately prepared in math, while only around 5% of third and eighth graders in the Rochester City schools scored high enough to pass the tests, says Education Commissioner John King.
It's incredibly distressing. I think it reflects the scope of the challenge that we face as a state. But unfortunately, it is also not surprising.
Even in the wealthier suburban schools, less than half of the students passed the tests. Education officials, even before the final results were released, attempted to downplay their significance. They say the huge decrease in test scores is due to the early adoption of the new federally set Common Core curriculum. They say teachers are still getting up to speed on the new standards, but they decided to go ahead with tests based on the new requirements anyway in order to establish a baseline to determine what needs improvement in the future. Critics, though, call the education officials' answers spin. Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education, an advocacy group allied with the teachers' union, says there's been an obsession with teaching to the test at the expense of actual learning. And he says parents and their children are going to be understandably upset with the dismal test scores.
They're going to look at the outcome and it's going to be a punch in the gut.
Easton says the large gap between test scores for children at richer and poorer schools could be addressed by spending more money. He says the state continues to ignore a court order that, if followed, would require it to spend billions of more dollars a year on the neediest children. He says the current funding gap between the state's poorest and richest students is $8,600 per child a year.
We're not keeping pace with the funding necessary to keep the level of education at what it was last year, much less to raise it to what it needs to be to meet these higher standards.
Senator Lee Zeldin, a Republican from Long Island, calls the implementation of the Common Core standards reckless and misguided. He says there should be a moratorium on adopting the federal curriculum, and he says taking away local control by school districts sets a dangerous precedent.
Students who really want to do well, they want to earn good grades. They are intelligent students. They pay attention in class, they do their homework, they take good notes, but because they're not learning the material that's on the test, they may fail and be told that they're not proficient in these subjects.
He says he worries about his own two daughters who are entering the second grade and what message is being sent to them should they fail the new tests. Teachers are now required to undergo new evaluations based in part on their students' test scores, but education officials say they will not be penalized this time around for the large number of pupils who failed the tests. But the Board of Regents has ruled that by 2017, graduating students will be required to meet all of the Common Core standards, or they won't be allowed to graduate. Commissioner King predicts that some students will have to remain in high school for 5 years instead of the usual four to meet the new graduation standards. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.